It's certainly been a long and bruising nomination battle between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Washington correspondent Michael Rowland now looks back at some of the highs and lows of the campaign.
17 months ago, the race for the Democratic presidential nomination seemed so predictable.
I stand before you today to announce my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
When he launched his campaign on a chilly Illinois morning last February, few people were giving Barack Obama any hope in a crowded field that included such a clear favourite.
I announced today that I'm forming a presidential exploratory committee. I'm not just starting a campaign, though. I'm beginning a conversation with you, with America. So let the conversation begin. I have a feeling it's going to be very interesting.
And that's exactly how it turned out for Hillary Clinton. After heading for what seemed like a political coronation, the former First Lady was dealt a brutal reality check in the snowy cornfields of Iowa in January. Barack Obama's victory in the opening nomination battle set him on the path to success.
They said this country was too divided, too disillusioned to ever come together around a common purpose. But on this January night, at this defining moment in history, you have done what the cynics said we couldn't do.
Senator Obama's message of change and hope cut through to Democratic voters sick and tired of the partisan gridlock that's gripped Washington for far too long. And in many people's eyes, Hillary Clinton, regardless of her many attributes, was a symbol of this politics of the past. Senator Obama made Senator Clinton seem like an incumbent. His agile campaign harnessed the internet as an organising and fundraising tool. It allowed him to stay in the race long after the time Hillary Clinton expected it to be over, to compete in many of the smaller states the Clinton campaign simply ignored. A solid showing by Barack Obama on so-called Super Tuesday in February, followed by nearly a dozen straight individual victories, delivered the blow from which the Clinton campaign never recovered. As the race stretched into March and April, the tone became distinctly bitter. Senator Clinton lashed out at Senator Obama's tactics.
So shame on you, Barack Obama. It is time you ran a campaign consistent with your messages in public.
Senator Obama openly mocked Hillary Clinton's vocal support for gun rights.
She's running around talking about how this is an insult to sportsmen. How she values the Second Amendment. She's talking like she's Annie Oakley.
Both candidates had their unwanted distractions. Who can forget Hillary Clinton's hazy memory of the sniper fire that never was during her trip to Bosnia in 1996?
There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
Former President Bill Clinton turned from campaign asset into liability. His attempts to define Barack Obama as the black candidate saw African Americans desert the former First Lady in droves.
Jesse Jackson won South Carolina twice in 84 and 88. And he ran a good campaign, and Senator Obama's run a good campaign. He's run a good campaign everywhere.
Barack Obama was sent off message for weeks by the incendiary rants of his former pastor, Jeremiah Wright.
No, no, no. Not God bless America. God damn America. That's in the Bible for killing innocent people.
Still, race proved to be and still is a big issue in this presidential campaign. Convincing white working-class voters to support him in the general election remains one of Barack Obama's biggest challenges. But today, the man who entered the US Senate a mere 3.5 years ago is savouring an historic victory. The path to the nomination may have been a rocky one, but it has energised and motivated the Democratic Party in a year when the presidential election is its to lose. In Washington, this is Michael Rowland reporting for The World Today.